Moving over to Reddit's generative AI community, the conversation continues to be heavily focused on the practical, commercial use of these tools, especially for high-quality niche content generation. If you are developing a paid service, the consensus is that while models like Pony Diffusion V6 XL deliver top-tier image quality, their licenses can be complicated or restrictive. For safer, genuinely open alternatives, users recommend looking into platforms with strong Apache 2.0 licensing, though they must always double-check the individual model's commercial rights on community hubs. A major warning trend circulating lately involves subscription services that claim unlimited usage. Users are sounding the alarm about practices similar to Higgsfield, noting that companies frequently change their terms after collecting substantial upfront payments, and then restrict access with seemingly random credit demands. The strongest advice here is to document everything, keep all receipts, and if you feel misled by a service's stated contract, initiating a chargeback through your bank remains the most powerful action. Shifting focus to r/Google Antigravity, the mood among developers seems one of cautious optimism, mixed with typical beta testing frustrations. Users noted Google has successfully mitigated some high rates of output text looping in Gemini 3.5 Flash, which is a much-needed stability improvement. However, the obsession with token management remains strong, leading to complex discussions about setting up custom agent workflows that maximize utility while minimizing cloud spending across various services. The technical deep dives also covered advanced setups combining anti-gravity with local LLMs, like OpenCode, for maximum control over the generative process. But perhaps the biggest takeaway was the comparison of agentic coding performance. While developers appreciated the capability of building complex projects from scratch, there appears to be a widely observed gap in reliability and precision when comparing major models, with many users reporting that certain competitors currently offer more consistent one-shot implementation for tasks like bug fixing and writing complete code blocks.